You're about to hear from Annie and Ando. Remember, you can check them out live every Monday afternoon from 4 till 6:30 on Joy 94.9.
Hey, Annie Louie.
Yeah.
I want to tell you a story about Judy from the UK.
Any particular Judy?
This special Judy, right, went on a date, a Tinder date, with a guy. And they went to this really nice restaurant and both, like, mature, like, they're not mature, like, but they're not 20-somethings, right? So they've gone to a nice restaurant. When it comes time to pay, she thought she'd be, you know, a modern woman and go, hey, I'll pay. And he's gone,
oh, yeah, I do that all the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
Modern woman.
Sometimes guys find that a bit offensive. And hurts their masculinity.
Not Judy's man. He goes, sure thing. Thanks very much, Judy.
Modern man.
Modern man. That's fine. She goes, let's go on a second date. They go on a second date, right? And things changed a little bit because he was ordering a lot more food than the last date they were on. Like, let's share three entrees between two of us. Let's have four mains and we'll just put them in the middle. He doesn't sound like that, but that's...
Did he want to treat her back, maybe?
Or a front as well.
I meant treat her in return.
I don't know. So he's pigged out, basically. And Judy's like, this is strange. Bill comes. He goes pat, pat on his bot. Oh, I forgot my wallet, Judy. Judy goes, oh, okay, I'll pay. Guess what?
What?
She goes on a third date.
Judy! Judy! Ditch the guy.
What are you doing?
Do you want to become bankrupt? This guy's going to send you into a ditch.
So she's, guess what? He's ordering more food again.
Yeah.
More and more food. And she's like, the stories that he's telling me, the same sort of conversation, is the same as date one and date two. Now, I'm not only just sitting here wondering if he's going to try and dib me, I'm over this guy as well. So sure enough, the bill comes, tap, tap in his back pocket. Oh, Judy, I've forgotten my wallet. Judy, being smart, goes, oh, that's no problem. I've got mine. I've just left it in the car. I'll go grab it. Gets out to her car, nicks off like nobody's business, never to be seen again.
Screaming does tires. A runner. Oh, Judy.
Go, Judy.
Revenge.
Seriously.
Judy got it.
It got me wondering, though, like, bills can be awkward. I don't know. Have you got any friends that, like, when it comes time to splitting the bill paying for stuff, that it gets hard?
For sure. One friend... only use coupons. Another friend, they'll
what
always
do you mean, coupons,
discounts for restaurants. You know, won't eat somewhere where you can't get it less than full price. Definitely friends who are always transferring themselves money. You know, when you, I'm like, the bill is $10, and I've got to transfer myself. It's like, you don't have $10 your account. Yeah, yeah. Or they'll pretend like, you know, oh, it's locked up in my savings so that I don't touch it. But that is just impractical.
Is that just back to that transferring money to yourself? Is that barefoot investor's fault? Has he got everyone opening like 32 accounts?
Maybe.
And you put your Saturday money in that one.
This one is for my pad thai.
My pad thai account. Have you got a pad thai account?
The only account I've got. We've been talking about some behaviours from your friends, stingy behaviours, ways they get to not pay the bill because they can have an excuse like they didn't bring their wallet or so on. But it happened to me last year. It was my birthday and I wish I'd channeled some Anne-Marie then, more sass, because when it came time to pay the bill for my birthday dinner, both my sister and my mum, it was comical. They started looking off in different directions, like...
Your own family.
Yes, my own family. And in the end, I pulled out my wallet and paid for half, and my boyfriend at the time paid for the other half. And I'm so disappointed in my family members.
No way, it's your birthday. Did you Did you pick the restaurant, though?
I did pick the restaurant with them knowing in advance it was a teppanyaki restaurant. So and it doesn't matter. I think it's still...
I think that's rough. Mrs. Louie, you were my favourite mother of Annie's. And now... And Anna.
Yeah,
Anna,
my sister.
No, but she's young. She's young.
She's a uni student, all of that.
Paper round doesn't pay that much.
She earns a lot more than me at the pool, actually.
Oh, she's a lifeguard.
Yeah. No, she's not a lifeguard. Works at the desk, but earns more than
Baywatch.
A comedian, for sure.
Annie and Ando, every Monday from 4.
Annie Louie, you know what's down the road, that big building called, like, Melbourne City Town Hall?
Melbourne Town Hall, yep.
That's the one. This, yeah, like, I've always got a story coming from there. I want to talk about a little bit of work that's going on in Lygon Street.
Uh-huh.
Allegedly, according to the Herald Sun, the City of Melbourne will be spending $60,000 putting red, white, green and blue lights up Lygon Street in an attempt to make it more attractive.
Oh.
Now, they could just play this song, right? Because, do you know what this song is?
No, I don't.
It's the Tarantella, right?
What is that?
That's one of those circle dances.
Like, oh, where you're yes. Dun, 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 back when I had to learn Italian in school, yep.
And I think the Greek version is also called the Zorba.
Oh, yeah.
And all the Greeks and the Italians always fight over that. But anyway, that's not what this story is about.
So they think the lights are going to bring more people
Let's get back to Lygon Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the light. Now, have you been down Lygon Street lately?
Yeah, we go there all the time. Ice cream.
I got to say, the one thing I hate about Lygon Street is when I'm walking down the street, I go, oh, I'm a bit hungry. I'm going to eat something. And I get about a metre, maybe 2 metres from the restaurant door where the menu is up on the side. And I start, and this guy comes up, bello, 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 chow, 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 come into my restaurant. And it's like,
they're the worst. Yeah. Oh,
and they're out the front. They're so pushy.
Yeah, I just want to have a look at the menu or I want to, I just stay away. I'll cross the street.
So you hate them as well?
Yeah, I hate them as well.
Hey, the other thing, so there's though, that's what I reckon turned off the punters. Like, they
seriously.
I didn't
know that it had gone that quiet.
It's got really quiet. Well,
I think I have a theory that the heyday for Lygon Street was back before they turned it into a 40 kilometres an hour zone, because that slowed it down and you can't drive your snazzy Ferrari down there anymore.
Like going, chap laps. Was it called Lygon Laps? Like
maybe.
Lygon
Laps? Yeah.
But also what's missing these days, back in the day, Lygon Street used to have some quite colourful characters hanging out, having their short blacks and their...
Mafia men.
Mafia men. Can we say mafia?
Are they going to find us?
I don't know. but like the mafia men have kind of gone...
Yeah.
So, like, imagine in the day, Roberta Williams is driving down Lygon Street.
Doing 60.
Doing 60.
It
maxing it out because it was faster then. And she stops. She winds down the passenger window, goes, "Oi, Carl, get in the car. Dakota's hungry. Carl, Carl."
And he's like, "Oh, just found me. I'm just trying to eat an ice cream with my mates."
And Carl's like, "Oh, the missus is busting my chops. Like, seriously, give me a break. I just want to have a little short macchiato with my mates here."
The ball and chain's rolled up. We're just talking on the text line. Please text us in on 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. What do you think Lygon Street needs to rejuvenate itself? Because Ando's got a theory. So Sally Cap's going to be putting in new lights.
Allegedly,
in the trees.
Allegedly, $60,000 for red, white, blue, green, whatever colour lights.
Yeah, Ando thinks what we really need is to get a big broom and sweep all those people who try to hustle
bella,
you into
bella, the... Bella, 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 munja, munja,
no,
munja.
No, really, it's fine. I just want to go to the movies.
No, no, but beautiful lady, come inside my restaurant.
No,
my lasagna is the best.
I'm not even hungry.
I've got 74 metres of pizza. You come look at my big pizza. Like...
Sorry, I'm just going to cross the road.
Exactly, so and get your gelato.
My theory is that we should bring the mafia back because they were the heart of this city.
Hang on, hang on. I've got a call coming in. It's Roberta Williams on line two for you, Annie.
Hello?
I'm leaving that one to the keeper.
Next minute, the line just goes dead, Annie. Goodness. It's disappeared. Yep. It's disappeared.
So, but it is. It's very, very different. And it's also, I think, I don't know, when I was younger, Lygon Street food was known for good quality Italian, and then I think somewhere along the way it changed to fast Italian.
Mm.
And I'm trying to do this respectfully, but it kind of was about volume food.
Oh,
not...
yes, I know a place where you can get practically a whole chicken that's been bashed into a schnitzel, and it's like $18.
Is that cheap?
It is cheap. For the, you get everything around it as well, like the salad and the...
I thought you were going to go like the neck and the claws and the like everything of the
no,
chicken.
No, like potatoes, pasta, all of that.
$18.
Yeah.
Public transport getting you down? Tune in to Annie and Ando for a tootin' good time.
Special guest Claire Hooper in the studio. Claire Hooper, would you like to play a game?
Mm-hmm.
We keep asking you questions that you can't say no to.
I know.
To.
I know.
We put a microphone in your face. Now, we are streaming to you live via the Annie and Ando Instagram page, which is...
Annie and Ando.
There you go. That's really easy. The word and, not an ampersand, because apparently that breaks tags.
I had to teach Ando that.
Did you know? Oh, you know. All right. Okay,
yeah, no symbols.
I am sliding across the counter to you, Annie Louie. Three boxes. What are in those three boxes?
Chippies.
Chippies. This is Ando's chip challenge.
Yep, no, no, keep talking. No,
you don't have a sting for it. Save, you don't have the
save
money.
My questions for the end. Yep.
So we were becoming befuddled, to want of a better word, by the crazy flavor chip flavors out there. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it started off, you know, with a meat pie and sauce or a banger and sauce. Mm-hmm. And
or the
like,
Lamington.
And then it's the Lamington and everything. And it was like, come on, seriously? And so each week I present three different flavored chips to Annie and she has to guess the flavor.
Mm-hmm. We've been through a lot already. I gave Ando cucumber. There was fried crab. These are...
What? Good on you. You've gone
she
to...
She went to the Asian grocery.
Yeah. I love that stuff.
Yes.
I'm like right off the crazy flavours, unless they come from overseas, and I'm like, confuse me, please. Yes. I love it so hard.
With the list of numbers that you just don't know what the ingredients is. Yeah.
So now that's where I'm going to set the scene, because we've gone through a lot of the standard weird flavours already. So we're getting pretty weird. We had Mee Goreng last week, and there was some... What was that foot cheese one?
Foot cheese. Oh, and we love to invite...
Foot cheese. Like, is it
body cheese?
Very cheesy, like a foot.
Okay, but it wasn't marketed as that.
It was an Asian chip, and it was called pizza cheesy pizza. Mm.
Yes,
right. So, you're really basically saying don't expect to get this right.
Essentially, I have not gotten one.
Tom Ballard has tried it.
Yep.
Alex Dyson has tried it.
Mm.
We got close. He's a harsh judge. He doesn't give it to you easily.
But also, what I want to know is, how has the feedback been for people listening to other people eat chips over the airwaves?
Stunning. It makes for the most amazing radio. It doesn't.
People hate hearing people eat.
We'll do the first crunch, but we step away after
that. All right, jump into box one. This is box one.
You need one crunch to prove immediate and then turn away because I'm a lady, honestly.
Exactly.
If there's anything I know, it's don't eat into a microphone.
I'm holding
you're
the
eating.
Chip.
So you don't know either?
I don't know.
Annie
playing
doesn't know.
As well.
She played, like, you're her support team.
Well, this seems like I'm redundant. And I just want to watch Annie try and guess.
Yeah, you wish.
All right, ready?
Uh-huh. All right, move away from the mics. Thank you very much. So they're chomping on these chips now. What's the flavour notes that are hitting you first? What's front of tongue?
Soy sauce. But then it got sweet.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know about soy, but...
I thought salty, then a sweet kick.
Sweet soy?
Yeah, absolutely. There's heaps of sugar in that chip. What do you reckon? It's because it's got that like fried oniony flavour rather than I think I'm with you on the soy.
Mm.
But also, you know the little like fried up shallots that you get on top of a nice Asian dish?
Oh yeah.
It's trying to be a dish. It's not a one thing. It's trying to be a dish.
It definitely doesn't have onion in the name, because when they actually literally are trying to do onion, it's grotesque. So this is palatable, right?
Yeah.
Palatable. Okay, so I've got sugar/soy sweetness. If the team in marketing are probably going, that's probably not a chip label.
It's not a strong...
Right. There's no fishiness.
No.
So if they're trying for that, they...
Do you think it's a chicken of some sort?
Chicken. Louis, you're going to put it out there? Like a drunken chook or something. Poe does them really well.
I wouldn't say a sweet and sour chicken, but something like...
You know what? It tastes... There's a flavour in there that's like your chicken twisty, but I don't know if it doesn't taste like it is chicken. Like, is it something like, is it laksa? Is that what we're going for?
Oh, laksa.
Maybe there's a bit
but it's not a fish broth based laksa.
We're spending a lot of time in this one.
I'm going to move you over to number two.
We don't have this much time.
You've got a family to get home to tonight.
Excuse me, let me refresh my palate with some English breakfast tea.
You look great. Behind us is the photo of us, and you're drinking from an orange coffee cup with an orange phone case. Yeah. And it's like you're a walking
afro. It's our stepsister that like has been away for a long time. And welcome home, have some chips. All right, box number two.
I mean, like, in the interest of getting the tasting right, we should have a spit bucket next to us.
That's true. We've never thought about that. Ando. Okay.
Tom Ballard wanted the... No, it was Alex Dyson.
Oh, I haven't even tasted this. And
stinky.
The aroma is
it's
awful.
It's a stanky one. Cheesy.
Oh, is it like foot cheese again?
Not as bad, but it hit me.
All right, put it in your mouth.
Oh,
no, the faces. If you're live, we're on live streaming on Instagram.
Off.
Tastes off. Mm. I can assure you, actually can't assure you, but I think they're all in
the name of this chip should be, is this okay?
Is this okay? How long has this been left in the sun?
Yeah.
Okay, left in the
I'm
sun.
Just going to hit the English breakfast tea before I've completely tasted this chip.
Oh, I'll do backwash. That'd be gross.
Mm.
Is it egg?
Egg.
Yeah, that's right. It's sulfur egg, isn't it?
Yeah. Sulfur
you know, like
egg.
What is that Japanese egg that's like black?
The century egg.
It's
Chinese.
Oh, no, there's a Japanese one as well where they cook it in the sulfur, the sulfurous water of the volcano. You got to go somewhere specially. It turns it black and it smells very strong.
Like Rotorua. Mm-hmm. Shout out to our Kiwi listeners.
Let's pop the eggs in Rotorua. Let's do it. So you say you're great. You're great at this. But you've got the confidence of someone who's played many times before.
Yes. Thank you.
No, I think I just have the cocky confidence of someone with
I'm
too
moving
big an
on.
Ego.
Box three. Come on, box three.
So
any different
I'm
going to
call this chip, that omelette should have been thrown out.
Okay. They're moving on to box three now. Box three is getting opened. Live streaming on Instagram, Annie and Ando.
Oh, it's a chilly thing.
Oh, it's a chilly thing.
Okay. Thank you.
I think this is the
that
dummy
was my
chip.
Kiwi, thank you. Did you know that's how you say thank you when you're in New Zealand? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
Oh. Hey.
What? You're allowed to smell. What's
yeah, but
wrong with
like
you?
It was that's so far you... up one nostril.
It was not up one nostril. Okay.
All right. They're quite crunchy. They're premium cost chips, aren't they? They're no cheap stuff.
Dummy chip. I'm calling it dummy chip.
Dummy chip. What, in what way?
That's the red herring of the chip. That's just your classic sweet chili or chili chip.
Classic.
No.
Well, you can disagree.
Well, because I taste capsicum in that. So, I mean, I know that chili is like a capsicum, but I actually taste the capsicum, not just the spice.
Yeah.
So what could that be? I mean, like... Yeah, what is
onion
what is,
and capsicum chip?
Oh, it's gazpacho. There you go. That's what I'm tasting.
Wow.
Write down gazpacho and spell it correctly, please. Wow. Is that even how you say that?
I don't think it is.
Do,
nah.
you mean, like gazpacho? Raw meat on a plate? Gazpacho?
No, the soup.
That's like soup.
Oh, a cold soup. Yeah, gazpacho.
Made of all the ingredients you. That you don't use blended together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love a roast tomato gazpacho.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was thinking of a roast capsicum fresh. One.
All right, yeah. Very specific.
I
roast
know that's
capsicum.
Very...
It was a little shot.
Good luck to you, Claire.
Thanks.
Well, all right, okay, these are now locked
it's
in.
It's not like I think I'm going to get anything right.
Well, that's my question. How many do you think got right, ladies?
None?
One.
Considering you didn't really lock in any believable response, so we'll what? Start with chip one.
Okay, what was it?
Your response, Claire, was sugar. It's a Luxa. And his was soy sweet. Oh, it's sweet and sour chicken. That's where you kind of land.
Yes.
With.
Yeah. And right. It's reaching for the packet of chippies.
Oh, that's a conventional
maple,
chip brand.
Maple glazed bacon and cheddar.
What? What? Actually,
the fury.
Did we even eat the right one?
Yeah, did you? I'm worried I put the lids on the wrong one. No.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Okay, yep.
I'm so, worried
okay,
now.
All right, fine.
It was
maple
glaze. Sweet and salty, though.
All right. Ugh. The second one you said is, Claire was, is this okay? And
yep.
Left in the sun, plant. We talked about the sulfur eggs, and then we landed with...
I mean, rave reviews.
That omelette should have been thrown out. So number two.
Oh, God.
What
deluxe parmesan and black truffle oil.
Rank.
Rank.
Yucky poo.
Yucky poo. And in box three, we had the notes of capsicum. We then switched to a gazpacho capsicum or a...
Well, that was me. I was just giving up. I was throwing my hands in the air.
Louis called a dummy chip really early on this one and said, nah, it's your classic sweet chili, because that's how you sound. Classic sweet chili chip.
Yeah. What is it?
Now I'm worried that...
Oh,
what is it?
Moroccan spiced chicken and lemon.
Well,
that's some BS.
Moroccan spice. Man, who's naming these things?
I don't know, but they're gonna get some outdoor time. So they're gonna get something. Hey, Claire, who
put them in the sun?
You were just listening to a podcast from the Annie and Ando Show. You can find more on iTunes, the Android Store, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.